Blog Talk Radio.
See, look, God don't play. See, I'm a superstar, okay?
Trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it. Me, are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you, and I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you, and I'm down for you always. But the new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices. They running out of options, cause I've been going off and they don't know when it's stopping. And when you get to top and I see that you've been learning, and when I take you shopping, you spend it like you earned it. And when you popped off on your ex, he deserved it. I thought you would've won from the jump, that confirmed it. Trap money, Benny, hey. I buy you champagne, but you love some Henny. From the block like you Jenny, hey. I know you special, girl, cause I know too many. Risha, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. JT, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always.
Two bad bitches and we kissing in a way. Kissing, kissing in a way. Kissing in a way. I need that black card in the cold to the safe. Cold to the safe. Cold to the safe, babe. I show them how the net works. Fuck that Netflix and chill. What's your net worth?
Cause I want you and I need you, and I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you. Down for you. Down for you always. Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you, and I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I'm.
Bring that ass,
more drama in our lives.
With a great track pumping, everybody's jumping. Go ahead and twist your back and get your body bumping.
I told you leave your situations out the door. So grab somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.
This is Millie in the city. Oh, this is bad. Nobody. Okay, that's fine. Okay, let me start over. Like, pretty people, pretty life, pretty deuces. Hey, this is your favorite girl, Millie in the city, with my beautiful Beyonce / Kelly Rowland into one co-host,
yes,
Jay-Z Jones.
Jay-Z Jones.
In the
house.
Welcome to our talk radio show, Connect the City, guys. We are very, very, very excited. Because Connect the City on this show, we cover the entire gamut on politics, entertainment, relationships, celebrity and trending news, and current events. And we're going to connect it all to the city, JB.
Yes.
So let's jump right in.
Yes.
Technique is in the his
hey,
house.
Technique.
In the 2018 Family and Friends Music Festival.
Yes, and we're going to rock it this weekend.
We Connect the City is talking about hot topics. You could probably turn on one, but it's just so bad. We're talking about hot topics tonight, guys. So many things that happened yesterday. Wasn't it the Putin Trump meeting?
Yes.
Okay. I digress. But hot topics, everybody. We're going to bring some callers in right now to talk about hot topics. The caller with 6995 as your last four digits. You're on with Connect the City. May we have your name? Hello.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
You doing good? You doing great?
Good. I'm doing
wonderful.
Good. This is my
first time checking y'all out. Oh, well,
thank you.
Thank you so much. We are excited because it's Connect the City, and we're back, and we're talking about hot topics that happened this whole week. Well, we started last Monday, and we're talking about it this week, guys. Let's start off with our favorite R&B singer and entertainer, Chris Brown.
All right.
Chris Brown. Let me talk to Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
I didn't say that, Chris. I love you. Call me. Pat, we're talking about Chris Brown. What happened was, JV, last week, this baby got arrested before one of his shows, and then, if I'm correct, he got arrested again. Pat, what do you think about the Chris Brown? He just can't stay out of trouble.
Is this arrest number 10?
You know what, JV? I can't. What do you think, Pat?
Oh, my goodness. I have to be honest. I apologize. This is my first time hearing about it. So I don't think I can wait. I'll be better prepared.
Well, you know, I was hoping he would stay out of trouble. So it's not coming. Okay, so I was hoping he would stay out of trouble, and he has not. So he got arrested before one of his shows in Florida last week. So, you know what, we're just going to pray for Chris Brown.
He can use it.
Maybe get him like a movie or...
nice movie. Occupied some of his time.
Some of his time, so he just won't keep getting arrested.
Yeah.
All right. So, Pat, we just want to let you know, Technique, who is one of the most amazing DJs ever, wanted me to tell you hello.
Hello.
All right. Technique, you got him. All right, JV, let me ask you a question. What do you think about the little teeny tiny Mexican boys in the cave? Why were those boys in the cave? They needed to be rescued. No. It's not funny. No, boys. Look, I love you. Come on our show. We want to talk to you. Why were you in the cave?
Well, look, that seems to be the big thing now. Everybody wants to know, why were they in the cave now that they've gotten rescued? That's the big question on the table.
Mm-hmm. Well, did I
now,
see a dog
what,
today? Maybe they
from
wanted to
From what I've heard,
no shade
or anything, but the coach, he regularly took boys in the cave, so he says, as an initiation rite.
So he took them to the cave to do what?
It was some type of initiation to have them build up courage and test their bravery and all this kind of thing. That's what I understand. Now, I don't know how true that is, but that's what I heard.
Okay, maybe take them to Africa. Maybe bring charges against them. Wait a minute. So what you said is that... Oh my God. So what you're saying is he sorry, I did not know that. It's an initiation. Where would
right.
it okay. Where's your mama? Where's your father?
Yeah. That's what I want.
Right. That's a good point. I agree.
Let me ask you, JV, Pat, and then we want to shout out all our Facebook friends in a minute. Let me ask Facebook land, JV, Pat, everybody on this line, was your mama or your daddy or your grandmother let you go to be initiated in some type of cave?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No way.
No, it's too many holes in that story. There's something wrong with that story.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great.
So,
JV, before you shout out your people on Facebook, let's get right back to Chris Brown really, really quick because Technique said that basically he had spoken to his son, his 17-year-old son, about Chris Brown. And he said if dudes provoke him, he has to defend himself. I told my son, if you are that successful and this rich, you shouldn't have to defend anything. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is such a good point.
The bodyguard.
The bodyguard.
That's right.
But I think
that's
because,
right.
you know what it is? And this sounds awful, and I'm going to blast my kids out through them right under the bus. My son used to get in a lot of trouble, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so my daughter, if she could blame it on him. Why? Because he always mm-hmm. got in trouble. He didn't tell a full story. Mm. He didn't lie. He did all these things. So it's like Chris Brown, to me, because she loves him, okay, is a target for anybody
mm-hmm.
to be able to say anything because
mm-hmm.
they know he has a temper.
Mm-hmm.
So they know
right.
he's going to trap back.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
Why? Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Baby,
he has too many handlers to have to do that.
Where are his people? I mean, we got friends. Okay, so, JV, who do you have on your Facebook Live since this is hot topic?
Oh, my goodness. Let me see who I got.
I love when you put your glasses on.
I got Ed Fart. I got Ed, Kevin, Al Malik, Paul, Ralph, Christine, John, James, Keith, Anthony. Wow. I got all men.
Oh, you got all
men.
Mm-hmm.
I got
okay,
all men.
Can I get in your... Hi, men.
And ladies, I apologize. I got a drop. Since you got all those
all
men, I'm going to have to drop. I'll catch you next time.
You have to... All right.
I got a drop. I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
Right,
good talking to you. Be blessed.
All right. So I have Katina, Daniel, Taylor. Oh, I love her. Hi, lady. So I have Jamie Brandon. I've been knowing him since I was 6. Wow, how are you, sir? We've got Technique in the house, who will be at our 2018 Family and Friends Music Festival. We've got the beautiful Samir Jones. Buddy Lee Verna, how are you, sir? Thank you. Then we also have Thomas Bell, Harless Davidson. Love that name. I know what it means. And Nate. Oh, hi, Nate. How are you? We're kind of going back to this Chris Brown thing. We only got an hour, guys. But basically, everyone agrees that Chris Brown is a target.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get back to this because we have a lot more to cover. But do you think he
really just tries to mind his own business, or do you think there's just something he can do not to be a target? I mean, it's just a I just don't know.
I blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol.
So he said, "Target my ass. Where are your boys? I'm a DJ and I got goons." Oh. Well, true. Yeah, I got squad too. I got squad too. I wish you would, but we from Landover. I'm from Landover, so leave me alone. But the more money he's got, he could do anything and be anywhere, and somebody could provoke him, and that's a payout. That's all people are looking for is a payout, I feel like. What do you think, JQ?
And they know once that baby get a couple of drinks or something.
It's on like popcorn.
It's on.
All right, guys, tell us what you think about the boys in the cave. Look, let me tell y'all in Radio Land, J.B. Jones looks like Beyonce and Kelly Rowland all wrapped in the one. JB, you gonna twerk for it? Are you bootylicious, JB?
Pat Louise.
Oh my gosh, you look so sexy, guys. That's why you got all guys
got
on
all
your
guys
on
that.
Your Facebook. I'm gonna sit over here looking like Oprah. Okay, that's okay.
I got one woman. We're like, okay, I got a lady. Hey, Willetta, how are you?
One woman, 25 men, because you look like Beyonce tonight. I just can't stand you. But that is okay, guys. Look, we're talking about all the hot topics this week. We want to know what you for. Call in 929-477-3886. Call in now.
We are waiting.
Talk to us about anything that we've talked about. But I want to get into this next topic. It's near and dear to my heart. And because I saw what happened was I saw a friend of mine, my brother has a mentor, he's older now, but a mentee, and he did some crazy mess.
Okay.
And I was like, well, maybe he got put up to a dare. He was dancing. He's just like a big, bulky, intellectual, football-playing type dude.
Okay.
And I'm wondering what this dance is he's doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I find out he's doing the In My Feelings Challenge, guys. Let me... What is going on? And then
trap,
here we
money,
go.
She got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it.
Okay. I don't know who Kiki is, but okay.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. 'Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. But the new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices. They running out of options. 'Cause I've been going off and they don't know when to stop. And then when you get to the top and I see that you've been
lady, the baby with the book that y'all need to get.
Oh, it's all over. It's all over social media.
Stephanie Miller.
Got you. So what happened was Will Smith, and I've got to find out where Will Smith was when he did the In My Feelings Challenge. He shut everybody down. It was so freaking amazing. Oh, my gosh. JV, talk to me a little bit about JV London. Were they mad at the Trumps? What? I just want to see their face.
What's wrong with y'all, President?
What was London doing, JV? You saw that. What happened? Why were they so mad?
I mean, London, Scotland, they all... It's like, we love America, but we just can't take your president.
They were riding.
What?
Did you see that? I was like, oh.
I can't. I really can't. So guess what, guys? Call in. Let us know how you feel about it, because I'm very, very frustrated with your president. That's all I got to say. I'm just frustrated.
Let me ask you this, JV. I know you're so frustrated. You hate talking about these things. I can see your blood boiling. Okay. So what I'm saying to you is they are not even in our country, and they don't want that much. Okay, sorry.
They're protesting like they do on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oof.
Like, who's doing that? It looks like they were here. It looks like same folks to be here with a sign.
Oh, my God.
Love America. Can't stand your president.
Oh, my gosh.
Say.
Guys, we are going to take a quick break because we want to talk about the 2018 Family and Friends Music Festival. But before I go to break, we've got the beautiful, the illustrious Kendra Hardy on our Facebook Live. Kendra!
Yes.
We miss you. We need
yes.
to do lunch.
Yes.
In
all
the palace.
Of that.
Is it the palace?
All of that.
Is it the palace? We forgot.
It's Chateau.
It's the Chateau. I'm so sorry, Kendra. It's the Chateau. Guys, we're going to take a break, and we definitely need you guys
to call in.
To call in 929-477-3886. We got Hot Topics. You're on Connect the City with Hot Topics, guys.
D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Everybody's talking about the Family and Friends Music Festival 2018. It's going down Saturday, July 21st, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds, 1450 Generals Highway, Crownsville, Maryland. D.C. and Events Families inviting your family to this action-packed, fun-filled summer day for the whole family. Perfect for birthday celebrations and family reunions. Crab vendors, wine tasting, kids' activity, and a variety of vendors and exhibitors will be on deck, along with good music for everyone. With live performances by Earth, Wind, and Fire Tribute Band, Project 360, Amiss Omega, Faces, Foolproof, Kel Hernandez, Sharif, hosted by comedian Eddie Bryant, comedian Anthony Thompson, and Tyler J, DJ Go, and DJ Techniques on the 1 and 2. Come early and stay all day. Get your tickets now. $25 advance. Day of festival, $35. Kids under 12 are free. Log on to 2018ffmf.eventbrite.com for $10 off discount. Use code DCN2018. DMV, you don't want to miss the best festival of the summer. The Family and Friends Music Festival 2018. Powered by DCN Events. Don't miss it.
Oh, my gosh, I love
you
it.
Heard
hey, this
don't
is Millie in the City. Welcome back to Connect the City. I am your hostess with the mostest.
With J.B. Jones on the side. I'm the side piece.
Okay. Okay, I'll take that tonight. I will take that. She looks like Beyonce. So you're the J.B. Jones on the side. You're a side. Oh, okay. All right. We, you know what? We gotta have Love and Hip Hop DC. We gotta get it.
Why I got to hang out with Lyrica?
Did you? I love.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I cried a couple times with Lyrica on that. I have cried. No.
Hashtag.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag.
Oh, wow.
Hashtag.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Hashtag.
Oh, no.
Hashtag.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. She didn't know.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So I love Lyrica. She is amazing.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. She
yes.
is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And her husband. Yes, both of them.
I mean, you know what? She
yes.
and Love and Hip Hop.
At the Essence Festival. It was great.
I love her because, you know, it was really sad with the death of, what was the death of the babe? Wait a minute. The father. Oh, gosh. I forgot that quick. I'm so sorry, Lyrica. But she just made me cry a little bit. The mothers, though, a little too.
I have that challenging relationship. But, you know, they sounded like they're working it out. And
love it.
Doing
love it, love it, love it.
Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, so look out.
I love it. JV, let's talk about, I know you do not care anything about this next subject.
Okay.
No, I know. I know you very, very well. I know that you don't care about this subject at all, but I'm going to give it to you. So they, Forbes put out a billionaire woman's list. Hey, Lana. Love you, girl. Miss you. They put out and Kylie Jenner was on the front of the cover.
I'm sure.
And they were in a big hoopla because they're saying they're not trying to knock her money, but basically she is just famous for no reason. But how do you say you're not knocking her hustle, but then you're hating on her?
But they got money.
Yeah, but she.
And so money generates money.
Money? Can we put that on a Facebook Live?
Money
can we put that
money.
On a money
so
generates
if they
money?
They didn't already have money. She probably wouldn't be as famous as she is. So,
right.
You
so
know,
she
yeah.
wanted her own money.
Hey, Kendra.
And she made her own money to add to the pie.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, she
exactly.
has a baby now.
Exactly.
I mean, was she supposed to be broke? I don't understand
you
it, but
know what? I don't hate. I just want to recreate. I want to have that. I want to be on the million, on the Forbes.
I want to be on Forbes.
$1 million list. Okay.
Forbes.
That's right.
Do you want to go ahead and take the next subject? I know it's your favorite. I know it's your favorite.
Mm.
Hot Topics, guys, on
so,
Connect the City.
You
what
know
you got,
what?
David?
I need y'all to call in for this one. I really do. Hey, Arthur. Oh, I got Sam in the house.
Okay.
Trump and Putin meeting. Hashtag I can't. I can't. I can't. Y'all president is rubbing elbows, chummy chummy, like me and Millie in the city. Like, what's up with that?
Weren't they chummy chummy?
They act like they grew up together and went to boarding school and all that. I don't get it.
Did you say boarding school?
I mean, I don't get it. I really, really, I don't understand it. And he, I can't.
Okay, so let me ask you, JV, when you were watching that, I want to know, because I saw it kind of, I'm thinking at the very beginning, because what happened was, do you remember when they said that they would not televise it or go loud, do anything with it with the reporters, because they were going to have a kind of a personal special meeting, right?
Right.
And so I specifically zoned in when he said, yes, I'm looking forward to talking with you more personally on a one-on-one basis, just to let y'all know y'all not invited.
Mm-hmm.
So God knows, you know, what they talked about. And I just know that, what's his name? Obama wouldn't be able to have no private meetings with nobody.
Anyway.
You don't got none of
Who do you know that's rubbing elbows with
the enemy?
With the Russian prime minister. No, I'm going to tell you when he lost me is
okay.
What he said. He wanted the people here to treat him like North Korea's whatever he is. I don't want to call him a dictator, but leader.
Isn't he a dictator?
I'm just going to call
Did
him
you say leader? I said dictator.
He's the leader of that country.
Well, he
your
is.
President wants you... to worship him like his people, the people do in North Korea. That's when I think Trump lost me. I was like, so now you're going to go rub elbows with Putin. So that just further proves that that's what you want.
Further proves.
Guys, y'all need to go bow down to your president because that's what he wants. Hashtag I can't.
Hashtag I can't. Did you see... when he called the USA, like Americans, I think he called us foolish, right?
Because we're not worshiping him. That's why. That's why we're foolish.
I love that you love this. I love that. You guys got to call in 929-477-3886. What are you guys' hot topics? We know what our hot topics were, and we've added on hot topics in the last 2 days because so many things have happened.
Yeah.
This is a big hashtag I can't. This is a whole episode of hashtag I can and hashtag I cannot topics. So a 37-year-old black man was shot down by police in Chicago. They said he had a gun. He pulled it up. He had a gun. They shot him dead in the street, and then Chicago protested. Like London protested, Chicago protested. Did you see that? What are your thoughts about that, JV? Because I don't know.
Did they ever find the gun?
He had. What I saw was him lifting up his shirt, and I've got to read some more about that report. But you know, maybe he was just trying to show them, hey, I do have a gun. And what they were saying, it wasn't registered. But hey, you know, I have a gun. But if your hands are up here, how are you going to shoot if the gun is in your belt? I'm just asking. I'm just curious. How are you going to shoot?
So, guys, look. Everyone, call in 929-477-3886. We want to know how y'all feel about this. Another shooting of a black person by a police officer.
There's two of them because, you know, we want to take a moment. Jesus Christ. We want to take a moment, just a quick 20 seconds of silence. For the people that have gunned down, lost family members, and especially to the family of this 10-year-old, Maisha, I forgot her last name, and I hope I'm saying that right, 10-year-old girl that was gunned down in Northeast D.C. Let's just take a moment of silence, JV, to pray for her. Pray for her family. I mean, jeez. 10 years old. I think she was out at the playground.
Still in elementary school.
Yep.
Even made
10 years old. School. They jumped out. She was on the playground. Shot it up. The three adults live, though, I think. The three adults are still living.
So, guys, everyone, we are just
flabbergasted.
so, yeah, we're just so frustrated right now with everything. And, you know, it's just a terrible times that we're living in right now. And it's really sad that the only news we can really talk about is terrible news. You don't even get to hear the good stuff because it's just overwhelmed with all the bad stuff.
We can't even, and I started off with the good stories. I mean, Chris Brown is just funny because I'm just so sorry for him. But guys, call in 929-477-3886. These are our hot topics. These are Connect the City hot topics. What are yours? I know I have mine. JD, you have yours. What are you guys? Just call in 929-477-3886. You know what, though, JD? I am so excited to get into Millie's Moments this evening. It's one of my favorite parts of the show. It is the 2018 Family and Friends Music Festival. You got it.
Need y'all to come out.
Come out.
Saturday, the 21st. And it should be a great event, guys. It's all about the family.
Absolutely.
You know, birthdays, family reunions. It's just a fun day. And we want everyone to just come out and show some love. There is so much going on in the world, so much heartache. And we really do need to just show some love. So we're giving this Family and Friends.
Family and Friends, that's what it's all about. That's the operative word, Family and Friends.
Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds on Saturday.
This Saturday. And we want what we're doing is, it's very, very sexy, very, very nice. We are giving away 10 free tickets to this festival on Saturday. The next 10 callers that call in, you got the tickets, bring you, yourself, your family. And the tickets are only $15, guys. Go to 2018 FFF. MF, hey, MF, FFMF, eventbrite.com. Get your $15 ticket to next, FFMF. Oh, JDC, I didn't say it. I'm not the bad one. Oh, my God.
FFMF.
We are giving away tickets to next 10 callers. You get free tickets to this festival. We have everybody. Hey, we have the Earth, Wind, and Fire Tribute Band.
Yes, sir.
Project 360, Grand Theft Band, Faces, Foolproof, Cal Hernandez. That's a sexy Latino man. Yes, he is. We've got DJ Go, DJ Technique. Oh, we've got some bands out of Baltimore. Hot. We want to say a shout out to the Artist Compound.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You got any shout outs, JB?
Yes, I want to shout out everybody that have bought tickets and will buy tickets. I'm shouting you out. That's who I'm shouting out.
Well, I want to shout out my big bro, Reds. How are you, sir? Thank you for joining me on the Facebook Live. You guys got to call in. We were talking about hot topics on Connect the City. But we are really excited because we are going to have a ball. We've got craft vendors.
Yes.
We have shirts.
Wine tasting.
What else we got?
We got a corner. It's going to be, moon bounce, all the little special stuff for the kids. Bring them all out. And, of course, 21 and over only ones to get the taste of wine, just so you know.
Are we allowed to, since we're working, are
you
we allowed
will
to?
Will get carded.
Are we allowed to taste the wine, too, that we're working? We're working.
No,
so
no wine for you. No wine for her.
Who are the wineries that are going to be there? Was it Oni Winery?
Yes, St. Michael's, Sweet Tulip.
You know what? Not the St. Michael's. The St. Michael's is going to be at the Summer Soul Funk Fest.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, hey, look, hey, there's so many wineries out there. You got the Sweet Tulip. I had some Sweet Tulip the other day.
The reggae?
I had the reggae wine also.
All right.
I had all the wine.
Who's that?
Soca wine.
Soca.
No, I lied. I had your wine the other day for breakfast.
Okay, great.
And then the Sweet Tulip for breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah, I gave myself
away. Whatever the case, we got them, and you need to come.
Oh, my gosh, JV, can you think of anything else that we missed? We've got to get off of here.
No, I think we
so much that's happened
again,
this week.
We just want y'all to pray for the families. Pray for this country. Pray for the world, for that matter. I swear to goodness, just pray for everybody and everything. Love.
Everybody and everything.
Remember that. love. How we need to show more love. See that heart on there? See that heart right there?
No. You see the heart?
There you go.
Look, I'm excited because this weekend we are getting ready. I mean, we got all the vendors there. Mm-hmm. We've got the wine tasting. We've got the kids' corner. We've got the musical acts. We have two stages. Oh, my God. I'm supposed to be showing mine. Okay. Boo.
Got it.
Got to come. And the next 10 callers, we're giving away 10 free tickets to the Family and Friends Music Festival this Saturday at Arundel Fairgrounds.
And you have to get them now because there's a code, $10 off, and it's DCN 2018.
Mm-hmm. Got you. Love it. Yeah. But also tickets are $15 too. So it's a win-win. Can't use them both. Don't try it. I know you will, but it's only $15 for a full family day. But we need family. We need fun, JB.
There you have it.
Fun family. Mm-hmm. We love it. You know what? I'm very, very excited. Guys, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back. You are on with Connect the City.
Connect the City.
D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Everybody's talking about the Family and Friends Music Festival 2018. It's going down Saturday, July 21st, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds. 1450 Generals Highway, Crownsville, Maryland. D.C. and Events Families inviting your family to this action-packed, fun-filled summer day for the whole family. Perfect for birthday celebrations and family reunions. Crab vendors, wine tasting, kids' activities, and a variety of vendors and exhibitors will be on deck, along with good music for everyone, with live performances by Earth, Wind, and Fire Tribute Band, Project 360, Amiss Omega, Faces, Foolproof, Kel Hernandez, Sharice, hosted by comedian Eddie Bryant, comedian Anthony Thompson, and Tyler J, DJ Go, and DJ Techniques on the 1 and 2. Come early and stay all day. Get your tickets now. $25 advance. Day of festival, $35. Kids under 12 are free. Log on to 2018ffmf.eventbrite.com. For $10 off discount, use code DCN2018. DMV, you don't want to miss the best festival of the summer. The Family and Friends Music Festival 2018. Powered by DCN Events. Don't miss it.
I like that.
I love that. I love him. We know who does it. He's amazing. I want my own commercial.
Yes, I do.
I want my own commercial with him just saying something about Millie in the City. I love it. Hey, guys, you are back on with Connect the City. Call in now, 929-477-3886. We are talking about hot topics.
So why don't we give away a ticket right now? Give away some tickets.
Let's give away a ticket right now. Who we want to give it to?
Okay.
Who's on the line?
First one to call, 929-477-3886. You get, how many are we going to give out?
We're going to give, well, it depends who calls in.
Okay, so you, well, I don't want to say everybody's not married, but anyway, we're going to give it to you and the kids, and if you're married, the couple, and the two
hey,
kids.
Hey, call in.
Right
we are
now.
Giving away
we
tickets.
You. We got you.
We got you. Look, I'm excited. I should do my, I'm in my feelings. Challenge about this festival this weekend. I'm so excited. You know what? Before the people call in, you know we got the Summer Soul Funk Festival August 23rd. I'm excited about that also. There's a code on that one, but Saturday we're going to be busy.
Yeah. I'm not even going to talk about this because we're going to hit y'all next week with this.
Next
real
week.
Hard.
Got you. Real hard.
We want, 2018. Right now, we want you here.
Hey, guys. And so, hey, Angela. Angela says she's so sorry she's late. Thank you for calling.
Call Angela. So
call
you
in.
Get these free tickets.
Get these free tickets, 929-477-3886.
Guess
we love it. They do want them. I guess people are working.
Yeah, but they
Oh, wow.
So, real quick, I guess, can I do JV's song?
You want to do about all the topics?
No, not all of
them. I'm ready for you, JV.
So I just have one thing to say, everybody. Please come out and vote 2020. That's all I got to say. Hopefully it won't be the vote for the present administration. I'm not going to say any names, but it is so, so important. If you're fed up with the way things are, then show up and show out. Matter of fact, make sure you're at the general election that's coming up this year. Show up and show out. And that's JD's thought.
Yay! I got to get, where is mine? I can't even find, you know, of course I haven't. Yeah, I got it. I love that one. All right, so we have our first caller in to win these tickets to the 2018 Family and Friends Music Festival.
Then show up and show out.
Oh, wow. Turn your radio down. 871.
It's coming up.
You're on the Connect the City. Last four digits, 0871.
Hey, that's me. It's Angie. Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hey. To be our guest, right?
Be our guest. You got through.
Very good.
So you got.
Which one is this?
You got to turn your radio down or your TV or your computer or something.
No. Okay. Right.
Yeah, I hear you, Melody. Go ahead.
Okay.
So you are one of our callers who won tickets to the 2018 Family and Friends Music Festival. It is this weekend. Starts at 11. Doors open up at 11 a.m. Two stages, vendors. We're going to have a ball.
Where is this?
Huh?
Where is this?
Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds.
Oh, Lord. Okay, I don't have anything on, so I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Millie?
Okay. Yes.
And you said it starts at what time?
Yeah, the doors open at 11, right, JD?
Yeah, but as long as you get there before 9, you'll be okay.
Yeah, right.
sweetheart. No, I have death in the family. I have death in the family, so got to do that first. I have death in the family. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? Afterwards, if you just need to come and have a little family time, come to the family and friends, bring some
of
your family.
That's what I'm going to do. How many tickets is it?
How many family and friends will you bring?
If I have the grandchildren, it'll be my husband and I and the grandchildren, which is three of them.
Okay. How old are they?
Three or four.
12 and under are three. 12 and under are three.
Oh, well, that's two then. That's two for under 12.
Okay.
And then the other one is 17. He's 17.
Okay, great. Well, then
so four tickets on us, three tickets on us.
Right, we got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me do it.
So look, I'm gonna get you. So I can call you when I get there.
Oh no, we'll have your tickets at the front.
Yes.
Okay.
If you don't mind, can you give me your name and I'll go ahead and put you down.
Is that you, JV? This is Angie. Yeah, this is Angie. Mm-hmm.
All right, I got you.
All
we
right,
got you, Mark.
Thank you very much.
We'll
yes, I thank you. And so this is at the Anne Arundel. Okay.
Anne Arundel Fairground.
Anne Arundel
okay.
County.
Yeah, Anne Arundel County. Sorry, JV.
And if you go to DC Nightlife Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
you will see under event.
Yes, you will.
Okay.
All right. I'll do that.
Thank you.
What did you think about our hot topics today?
I missed it, honey. That's why I just got in. What was it? We were talking about.
Oh, we had so many.
The orange thing yesterday, were we?
From your president.
Yeah, that's what I said. We weren't talking about him, were we?
Oh,
I'm about sick of him. I'm about sick of him, okay?
Yeah. So come out and vote.
Oh,
honey,
I'm voting. Yeah,
yes,
I'm voting, okay?
Do.
Regardless,
yes.
I'm voting. Yes, indeed.
I'm going to put up a
sign
every day. Mm-hmm. You're going to put it in your
window. Like I'm going to buy a T-shirt and put it on the back.
And just say, vote.
Okay.
We love it. We are excited. We can't wait to see you there.
Well, thank you
all
so
right,
much.
Girl. Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
You have a great evening.
Have a great evening.
You too, sweetheart. Thank you, ladies. All right.
Bye-bye.
Yay, we were so excited, guys, that Angie won tickets to the 2018 Family and Friends Music Festival.
We're going to put that up on the Facebook.
And we're going to put that up on the Facebook. We love that. Now, the next caller, call in. You can get some free tickets to the 2018 Family and Friends Music Festival at Arundel County Fairgrounds this Saturday.
Yes.
2018 Family and Friends Music Festival.
Get your ticket.
Get your ticket.
Man.
You can't beat it.
Don't wait till the day of. They're more.
Don't do it. They're more.
They're more. Okay. Why pay more when you can get them right now?
Right now.
Much cheaper.
Much cheaper. 929-477-3886. Call in now. Who you got on your Facebook, JV? What are they talking about?
Well, you know, John is hanging out with me. What's up, John? And my girl Kendra checked in. Thank you, Kendra. We love her. She's so beautiful. Hopefully,
we love her.
We're going to see her at the Summer Soul Funk Festival.
Festival.
Y'all
yes.
will be winning tickets to that, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
We'll be giving away tickets as well for that.
You know, let me ask you one thing, JV, because I know this is hot topics and stuff like that, but, you know, someone was like, you know, these topics aren't really hot. They're just depressing. I mean, yeah, I was just like, but they are hot topics. And, you know, people don't get mad, but should we just leave Chris Brown alone? People are so mad. He did his time, supposed to be hated, loved, whatever. Should we just leave him alone? And people leave him alone. They're not going to do about it.
No. They're not going to do it. Because they know he will feed into it. Stop feeding into it, Chris.
That is easier said than done. Call us, Chris. Call us. We can interview, and we will not ask the most personal questions.
Well,
I will.
His manager's probably going to call and say, stop talking about Chris.
Oh, I'm telling you, as soon as he does, though, once we know about it, you know about it.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, I love Connect the City. JV, I loved your thoughts. I know you want people to vote and things of that nature. Do you think we had enough people voting in the election that just happened in June? Were you disappointed in the numbers?
Not really, because the ones that I was rooting for won. So.
Well, the ones I was rooting for won. The one I wanted out, out!
There you go.
He's out.
That's because we voted.
Yeah, we did.
Get out and vote, guys. I cannot express that enough. You probably are sick and tired of me saying it. But guess what? If you do it, then I won't talk about it. Because this guy will not be in office if enough of you. I mean, people, but you know what I need? I need the Democratic Party to put somebody strong. They need to be strong. They need to just, look, everybody, even the Republicans are going to want to vote for them. That's what I'm talking about.
Who do we have?
I don't know, but I'm keeping hope alive.
So let me ask you a question, JV, and if you don't want to answer this, I will understand. Do you feel like there's just a lot more Trump supporters than we even realize that will get him in the office this next term?
If you don't come out and vote, yes, ma'am. So I don't know who is in the running for the Democratic side, but I am very anxious to see who wants to step up to the plate and make things happen. I really believe it's going to happen. So we're going to keep hope alive. Matter of fact, y'all need to call in and say, who do you think should be
good
running
one,
for
JV.
The 2020.
Love it. I love it. I like it. 2020. God, two more years.
Hey.
JV, now I know we have to pay some bills, so on that note, I have a little surprise, and we know you love this song, so we have a little surprise. Who is keeping our lights on? That's what I want to know.
The 2018 family. So, look, guys, DC Nightlife, the best place to go for your entertainment, events, you name it, we got it. It's on DC Nightlife, and what more can I say?
Got you. So, we gotta thank our sponsor, JV. Who are those? Sponsors?
Okay, great. She's taking me out tonight, guys. So we need to hurry up.
Oh, no, I changed my mind. We're going to IHOP. Not the way you look. We're not going to IHOP.
We're going to IHOP.
No, we're going to IHOP.
They got me with that one. They got us real good with that one. Hey, Mr. Carter is checking in because we gave homage DC Nightlife.
DC Nightlife.
Yes. And, you know, City Life, the best place to go if you're looking for something to do. DMV, look, anything you're looking to do is in the DMV. Jump on the bus, jump on the plane, come on down here and visit us. We got you covered. All the entertainment is in.
That was a commercial.
DMV.
That was a commercial, DMV. I loved it. We're also being sponsored by Lunch Maybe Dinner. It's a special dating app for singles that is different, edgy, and promises to deliver just lunch and maybe dinner.
It may be lunch. It may be dinner. And maybe lunch again. Maybe dinner.
Why do you have to sound so sexy all the damn time? I just can't with you. My voice is like, rah, 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 rah. And you're like, and maybe dinner. And
maybe lunch again.
Look, I'm going to pimp you out. We don't have to get a hotline. JB's thoughts of the sexy nature.
Got the sexy look tonight.
Right? Oh, my gosh. I'm so
jealous. I'm trying to like, make it nice and sultry.
For who? For who, King?
Just for the camera.
Oh, okay. Want me to leave?
No. Sexy on the camera.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you. No. Look at this dark man.
Yes, look at this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I swear I love the men. Don't do it.
I turn the lights on. Turn them down.
Turn them off.
Turn them off.
So I love it.
Here.
We are out of here, guys. We love you.
2018.
See you this Saturday.
Family and Friends Festival. And on the County Fairgrounds. This Saturday.
And the paid one. Tickets.
Yes.
Yeah.
We out of here, guys.
We out of here, guys.
Thank you for joining us. Love y'all. Peace. Spread the love.
Peace, love, and hair.
Spreading the love.
Peace, love, and hair grease.
Yes.
We're out of here, guys.
We out.
You did.